Let me welcome you to the 12th, apparently the 12th Samba XP, the first one that has Samba 4 finally released. I think we should do one of these major releases every year so that Samba XP continues growing. In recent years, it was a bit becoming less. This year, many people showed up that probably wouldn't have showed up. It's great to have all you here. I was told that this is one of the unusual events where we know beforehand that a speaker will take longer than planned. So I will make my intro here short. As usual, the party tonight, this time a bit unusual. We will stay here in the hotel, so no bus transfers, no early decisions. Oh, I want to take the bus at 10:30 already. You can just, from the buffet or your beer, just fall into your bed in case you'll stay here in the hotel. So probably a bit longer party than usual. Yeah, there's not much I can say here except for hand over to John for his welcome note, keynote, whatever, and wish you a nice 2 days here with lots of interesting talks. I hope the floor track is also worth it, and enjoy the 2 days.
On behalf of Samba X, Cernet and the Samba team, I'd like to welcome everyone here. I've done this for a few years in a row now, and normally we do things a little bit towards the back, but I'd like to start at the front here. Could I have a show of hands of everyone who is here for the first time this year? This is your first Samba XP conference. Welcome and thank you for being here. Can you keep your hands up, please? If you are the first year here, put your second hand up if your employer is paying you to be here. Good, a few good hands. That's really good to see. All right, well, for the rest of us, that means a lot of us have been here before. So for who is this the second Samba XP conference? Okay, hands down. Third Samba XP. Fourth Samba XP. Fifth. Sixth. Seventh. Eighth. Ninth. Tenth. Eleventh. Twelfth. 13th. Liars. All right. Well, my purpose in the chairman's opening address is not to present a keynote, but certainly to help set the scene for the conference and to help make you think and to help you to get the most value out of this conference. So what I want to do is present some contextual challenges. I'll make some predictions of change and where the industry is headed. And in particular, I want to focus on why we are here, what are the rules for getting on around here, and just what is happening here. Now, in a way, I feel like that we are at a point where cloud storage and cloud computing is dominating the industry. And we are almost, in fact, in some quarters, we are being called to a requiem for file storage. File storage, it is said, is dead. The future is cloud. And I have to tell you, I work with Dell still, but I now work in Dell's cloud services team. I work on Crowbar and OpenStack. And I'm delighted to be able to be here, but I hear from various different quarters, I hear the message over and over again, file storage is no longer sexy, it's no longer interesting, it's dead. Why don't you people just all go away and die because there's no future for you? And because of my lifelong, almost, or at least that's the way it seems, interest in samba, every time I hear those comments, I want to duck under the table at best, or perhaps use an implement that I'm not allowed to use at worst, like the ignore button or the mute button. So, the predictions of the file system being dead come from the observation that is published in the press that the desktop is dying or is already dead. We've all moved to the iPad. And the iPad doesn't need file storage. Or we've moved to the smartphone, and the smartphone doesn't need file storage. And also, the laptop demand is in decline. I don't know if any of you saw the published figures for how year on year the quarterly sales of laptops has been declining. And the reason is people are moving to
iPad
and
smartphone.
Oh. Does that make people smarter? Is it smarter that we no longer need to use file storage? Or is the fact that the migration of those technologies is taking place has absolutely nothing to do with what happens in the file system space? There is a projection that the file storage market is shrinking. But do you believe that? The reason I want you to think about that for a moment is barely a week goes by that we do not see in some technical journal or in an IT journal a notation or a remark about, for example, a medical company that's still running its equipment on Windows NT4 or Windows for Workgroups, or that is still stuck on the treadmill of Windows 2000 and can't upgrade because their software won't run in the new environment because they don't have drivers for their devices. Time and time again, we hear of people who are expanding their file storage in order to accommodate their legacy systems. So, is the file storage market growing or is it dead? I hope that by the time you leave this conference, you'll have a very clear answer to that. I hope our keynote speaker will solve the riddle for us. But one thing is for certain, the cloud is the future, whatever that cloud means. And before you start throwing battle axes at me, just think, what could the cloud mean? If the bulk of IT industry If the bulk of the industry moves to the cloud, in my opinion, that's highly questionable and can be challenged. That's a big if. But the signs are real. I've just come back from attending the OpenStack Summit in Portland, Oregon. The number of OpenStack developers is going right up the hockey stick. Do you understand the expression, going up the hockey stick? You know, 3 years ago there were a couple of hundred developers. 2 years ago there were about 500. Now there are about 3,000 that are actively participating in expanding the enablement of OpenStack. And I'm sure that's happening across the broad spectrum of cloud services. But cloud services depend on launching virtual machines. Typically those virtual machines are pre-configured. But not always. Sometimes they have to be provisioned separately. Crowbar is a great tool for doing that. Crowbar could potentially be used to provision Samba service or Samba directory service. The opportunity is there to do that. But all those images are going to have to be stored somewhere. What is the storage infrastructure most companies have today, most organizations have? They have file storage, so why not put those images on file systems? Or block storage systems, or object storage systems, or wherever you want to stick them. But we have the ability to expand the enablement space by making SIFS and Samba and SMB3, yes, I do include Sambra as a separate beast, into that space. My point is, there will be opportunity, though that opportunity may be not as visible as files you store into a file system, the opportunity spectrum is still there. So the more things change, in many ways, the more they stay the same. So, just wrapping up my little mind teaser here to begin with. Legacy systems hang around long before they're or much longer than people anticipate. People anticipate that, you know, we're going to switch to the next version of Microsoft Windows today, the moment it comes out. Is that the reality? No. People anticipated in 1999 that the next year was going to be the year of the Linux desktop. Did that happen? We have a notoriously bad track record making predictions and projections. The best thing we can do is avoid it altogether. We do, however, know that our total storage infrastructure and compute infrastructure is increasing. There is continuing development and continuing expansion of capability. And that's a large part of what Samba XP is really about. So in transitioning now, our program covers four basic areas. The talks that are being given, the tutorial that was run yesterday, are all aimed at providing an update on Samba 4, and a lot of you in the survey that I've done over the last 24 hours have indicated you are here principally to get updated on Samba 4. So Samba 4 is obviously a very important thing, the release of that, and learning how to use it and deploy it is important. You're in the right place for that. You're here for technology updates, and there's a very broad appreciation for the participation that Microsoft provides. And on behalf of the Samba community, I would like to just again say thank you very much, Microsoft, for being here, for being an active part of this development, and for working with us, and we hope that we are of value to you as well. Many of you are here to learn how to improve the performance of Samba, and you all want to know what direction development is taking. So I asked people, what was your purpose in attending here? And the purpose does vary a little bit. Number one and number two actually flip the other way around when you ask the Samba team members. The Samba team members are here for community and to achieve more. But the rest of you are here to reduce friction, to communicate and achieve more. And I guess that doesn't really surprise you. The elements of reduction of friction include learning how to deploy Samba, learning how other people deploy Samba, how other people implement their Windows networking infrastructure using Samba as a back end. The communication process is a process of building community, of establishing bonds and trust. And one of the messages that has come through very loudly from the comments that I've heard from this group is that in the absence of establishing a bond of trust, the use of Samba or Windows or any other technology would be a much more perilous exercise. So building of community is important. I hope this summary doesn't surprise you. So in order to help you to meet your goals, there are three things that you need to do. And really, the value you get out of a conference like this is up to you. So listen and learn. You learn more when you listen than when you talk. That's an old established fact. But listen, there's a lot to be learnt here. Having said that, be very free in contributing, informing, and participating. Each speaker will have his own preferences for whatever reason. maybe because English is not a native language, or because someone just wants to make certain that their train of thought is not interrupted, may wish to receive questions and input at the end of their talk. Other people who are very comfortable with the English language in their presentations, who have no problem being completely derailed and getting back on the track, may prefer that you interject and make your point immediately. We leave that up to the speakers. We leave that up to the presenters. But very much how much gets communicated to a particular audience depends on the audience, not on the speaker. And above all, since community is such an important part of what this conference is about, I want to encourage you to have a lot of fun meeting people. And that's it for me. I don't know how much time I really took.
Only exactly the 10 minutes or 15 minutes you needed.
Well, there you are. Guys, have a lot of fun. Girls, any girls here? Yes, one. Would the ladies please raise their hands? Good. Have a lot of fun, guys and girls. Girls and guys.
Thank you, John, for this interesting introduction. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Kevin Ivory from Zernet, and have many Zamba team colleagues here in Göttingen at Zernet. I will be leading you through this morning and one of the afternoon tracks. I'm calling on our next speaker for the keynote, Jens-Peter Arkelbein from University of Applied Sciences Darmstadt. He will be talking about on talking storage. It'll take a moment just to set up, and then we'll just start.